this
Oh,
will not run for more than, 35 minutes at this point.
I see. Okay. Well, one thing I could do is I believe we could use my permanent link and I can make you host.
Yeah, that you can, or you can, yes, that would work, or you can just allow me to record, I believe, but I just thought this would be easier. Well,
Right,
let's
sure.
do that next time, but we can
Sure.
have, we'll carry on with this for the time
Right.
being. So, I hope, I've, needless to say, thank God, I've never had chemo, or radio, but I take it
Right.
it's not actually particularly painful, although presumably.
Excuse me.
You
No,
have
the
to be absolutely locked into some very stable position.
Right. They have a helmet that they fabricated for me. It looks like a hockey mask. It's plastic, and freezes my head. I mean, they strap it on and then
Right.
they strap it down and then my head doesn't move anymore.
But I mean, is I guess I don't know how where in your throat the tumor is located. I somehow had formed the impression it was down at the down towards the esophageal junction with your stomach, but I take it that's
Well,
wrong.
no, that's not wrong because of the following fact, which is that my stomach is in my thorax.
Right. Yes, you told me that, which is astonishing, but
Yeah, it is astonishing. So that means my stomach is up here somewhere too.
yeah.
So I don't quite know where the
Doesn't
tumor
matter.
is.
Doesn't
Doesn't
matter.
matter.
Right. But aside from being sort of, as it were, straitjacketed, there's presumably no, you can't, there's no sensation associated
No,
with the radio.
no, no.
So.
Well, associated is a bit weak because I feel pretty sick to my stomach these days, and I think that's probably
Right,
a
right.
consequence of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have to get to the hospital in a wheelchair taxi, which is of uncertain delay to get a driver and vehicle and so on and so forth. So the whole thing takes,
There's a
actually,
lot of time wasted and somewhat nervous tension. Yeah.
yes, actually, hang on a second. Sorry to
Sure.
interrupt you. I just realized I have to call. I need to make sure that I did call.
Thank you for calling that taxi. We can see you have a taxi booked from 10 Avoca Avenue, Toronto, N42B7 at 1:10 p.m. on Thursday.
Okay, sorry.
You have a taxi booked.
I have a taxi.
Well, that's useful. I mean, that's nice that you don't have to queue to speak to a person to get that information.
Well, that's right. Oop. Yes, I have one. Whatever.
Yeah, don't worry about being interrupted. You have to prioritize.
Right, but I also have to be rational, which I think right, I'm allowed to eat, so I'm actually going to cut some bread because our conversation will go long enough such that I will not then be able to eat for 4 or 5 hours.
All right. Yeah. So are you getting radio every day for at
Every day, every
every
day,
day?
for 15 days,
Well,
except weekends.
right. Because the
So
tumor takes the weekend off too.
that's right.
That's very convenient.
Excuse me.
No, that's fine. And I'll let you eat and just share a little bit more about what we talked about last night. as I took away from it, I was partly distracted. So it may be that Guven, when he speaks to you, will give you a clearer picture. But I think what we agreed was that we all agreed that we understood from you that the reflection book is the pressing current need, the current goal, the highest priority goal, and that the other two substantive goals are meaning and mechanism and God approximately in that order. And that accordingly, that Jun and Steve and presumably Jim, although he was not able to be on the call last night, would focus their time with you, which might now happen more often than it has been latterly, if I understand that correctly, on helping you with any substantive issues to do with the reflection book, that you were in the process of trying to find someone to help you be sort of logistics management and organizational and possibly even, I know it wasn't clear, document management with respect to that book. But we didn't know as of last night how whether you had identified anybody and
no, I've not.
How that's going.
And I have let me just
excuse me. Just need to check something.
So I just think that with Jill's help, I together the following list for an RA of duties.
Right.
With respect to the computational reflections thing, there's provide and format references.
Oh, yay! That's a task we all hate.
That's right. Check cross references with the discussions elsewhere in the text or texts and assist with edits. And then collect and organize public versions of Brian's talks and papers, which I believe Jim has done a
it's about to go public
right
on the Age of Significance website.
Right.
So if you go to ageofsignificance.org, you can see it.
And do you have any trouble with what's there?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, a lot of work, Stephen and Jim did a lot of work, and that connects back to something else, which I'll jump over to very briefly, just to let you know that we did talk a bit about the state of your Mac environment and the
right.
unsatisfactory nature of that. And again, and agreed that if you do not succeed in finding someone who can help you, that probably Steve will get in touch with people at the iSchool to see if he can find somebody for you. But in the short term, we're waiting to hear from you about whether you're making progress on that front or not. But as soon as you feel that you're not, let us know, and we will try to find somebody, not the RA, but a Mac
right.
wizard, to pay non-trivial sums of hourly money,
right,
to get that fixed.
Yeah. So I'm not making any progress on this problem because I'm not putting any time into it.
Well, do you want Steve to pick that job up? Because he's ready to.
Well,
not doing it, but finding someone to do it.
Right. I don't know. I have a sort of plan, which I think I could implement without serious help.
I don't doubt that you could, but is it actually the best use of your time?
Almost undoubtedly, no, except I don't know that this one plan. I'm not sure it'd take any longer to do this one plan than to communicate what's going on to anyone else.
Yeah, I realize that's always the trade-off that's difficult to judge in situations like this.
The thing is, if it doesn't work, then I might need help. Because it's sort of only a single few steps.
Right.
Basically, I believe at the moment that all my email is actually redundantly stored on the web. And the work folder, which you have a link to, I've been dumping things into that with the aim of having everything I care about dumped into that so that I can delete my laptop's version of me, and scrub the laptop and start over. And sort of rebuild the laptop's version of me.
You're willing to trust the cloud with your data in a way that I'm not, but that's your call.
Well, there's two issues of that trust. One is that I trust that it won't be stolen and published under another name and stuff, which I don't think is a worry in my case, so I don't think anyone will understand a word of it. And then the other thing is, do I trust it, you know, for political reasons and stuff like that? And I don't, but.
Oh, no, I'm not. I don't mean either of those things. I mean that you have no service level guarantee from whoever
right.
it is that's giving you that storage space. You know,
that's right. Although I don't have one from me either, it turns out.
Well, yeah, I mean, my attitude is, as long as I have approximately three copies on one of which is in the cloud on, well, in what's called what they're now calling their Glacier storage, which I have to believe is there, and one on my server
Right.
in Montreal, in Ottawa somewhere, I think, and one on a personal, one or more personal machines.
Right.
And I'll go with lots of copies, keep stuff safe.
Right.
But I don't want to be in a position of depending on Google for anything, without a fallback.
Yeah, I mean,
But I'm not, sorry, we shouldn't get into this conversation now. It's not, it's your call. And it sounds to me like you do have a plan. And
right, and
once
it,
you decide it's not working for you, then I've told you how to get help. And
yeah,
that's all we need to do.
that's probably all we need to do. And I'll just say that, in fact, my plan does involve a copy on another laptop and a copy on an 8 terabyte,
Yeah.
whatchamacallit.
Portable hard drive, whatever. We one of these decades, the word drive will disappear from the language, but it hasn't been, it's not going to for people above a certain age.
That's right.
So I'll share with you one other thing and maybe we can shift gears a little bit.
Yeah.
But you should also feel free to keep eating, needless to say. It was interesting when we had our conversation last night that we were all clear about your priorities and also about our own sort of separable, relatively separable potential roles going forward. But what was I think interesting to me, because I didn't know this, was that both Jun, all of Jun and Steve and Gwen, when I said, what I'm interested in and can most usefully, I think, help with is getting, God, approximately moving again, because that was the area where we have the most history and where I have the, if anything remotely like this exists anywhere, it's the only area of your work where I have a substantial personal investment in related issues. But all three of them said, but it was God approximately that made me want to be Brian's student.
Really? That is not something I knew.
No, well, I didn't have it. It was that which convinced me that this guy had something special that I needed to be
Yeah.
a part of.
That's interesting. Yeah.
But it's 18 years old at the moment, or 17, whatever, wherever we are,
Yeah.
23 versus 2000, only 14, 15. Obviously some of that 43 pages is older than 2009.
Oh, a lot, most of it.
And I mean, I'll just share with you my own sense of why I think it's urgent that we don't lose sight of this and that it does need work, is because it was evident, it's evident from that text that you were in part sort of reporting on a change that you saw coming down the track. And I think it's fair to say that 14 years later, it's still just a gleam on the rails in the distance. To overstretch the metaphor.
Right.
And that,
Publicly or in my mind?
well, I meant publicly. That is, you were talking about what you saw as an inevitable, or perhaps
Right.
not inevitable, but a prospective public change in whatever you want to call the difference between C.P. Snow's two cultures, or the what I said last night to giggles all around, of course, was that a central theme of that paper, as I understand it, is about the recognition that we have the wherewithal to treat the difference between the effable and the ineffable as bogus. That there is a big tent under which both of those become part of what a reconstructed view of science have as its concerns. And that doesn't show any signs of happening. That, you know, when I have to, I think I said this to you before, if I had to categorize myself in terms of the three camps that you outline in that paper, I'm one of the wishy-washy ones in who believe that it's possible not to worry about the difference. Right, you have a better name for it that I've now lost.
Which I don't even remember. I don't even remember the three camps. So,
oh well, there's sort of the unreconstructed mechanism. We'll deal, you know, the science as we know it will answer all questions that are worth answering.
Right.
And the relatively unreconstructed spiritual position, which says there are a broad range of fundamentally humanly concerning things about which science cannot and will never speak.
Right.
And there's the wishy-washy middle ground, which has a much better name in your formulation, which I can get at relatively rapidly. The quietists.
Oh, the quietists, right.
We have the scientific triumphalists, the religious ideologues, and the quietists.
Right.
Who take the scientific and religious perspectives to be complementary, perhaps incomparable or even incommensurable, but potentially equally valid perspectives.
That's the quietists?
That's the quietists.
Yeah, so that's interesting, because I don't think I actually would agree with that anymore.
I'm not sure what there is there to agree with. I mean, it does describe some people, I think.
Right, it does describe some people, yeah.
I think if we can do anything useful over some number of conversations, and what I didn't really get to saying just a minute ago was, there's a broad consensus that your prioritization is the right prioritization, and that that the three parties to those three tasks, if insofar as there are, it makes sense to talk about that, namely Guven for the sort of historical narrative, and Jun and Steve and Jim and possibly Rasmus, who wasn't able to be there either last night, for in the first instance the reflection book, and then moving on to Meaning and Mechanism as a book, as opposed to the sort of which it's, but I understand that it's also, as it were, the working title for the historically organized narrative that's underway with Guven, and God approximately. And so, you know, I'm going to be, you know, agreed.
Asked.
Yeah, I'm going to be taking third place in that hierarchy of current, you know, of in the short term, at any rate, demands on your time. But getting, I mean, in some sense, what I'm happy to do is just try to help you play yourself back into the questions that you were addressing and the goal that this paper monograph, you know, this slim volume, whatever,
right.
Ought to have, and therefore what needs to be done to get there.
To get there, yeah.
Well,
I think, so a couple of things. The discussions of these things have been enormously energizing to me, and it's actually interesting. I don't have grip on this right now. Actually, you should know that I'm actually feeling ill and nauseated at the moment, and so if I check out for no apparent reason, that's likely to be what's going on.
I can see that, and I'm concerned. So I
yeah.
think we will let this finish in 10 minutes, which I've just been warned it's going to, rather
oh,
than
I see.
Picking it up again.
Okay.
But, you know, we will pick it up again. And
absolutely.
Not. But let's use the time we have insofar as you feel that that's useful to you.
Yeah, no, I think it's absolutely useful. I think the thing I wanted to say most is I'm thrilled to have your and their participation in this, and honored. I mean, it's just, you know, I don't need to spend time on that, but it's extremely honoring. I don't think you and I should wait to begin these conversations, because this is not stuff that, you know, the mythical man month kind of thing. I don't think we should wait, because I think getting the intuitions and the sensibilities kind of effed, as it were, formulated in some way that will prove useful for maybe organizing that slim volume. I think, you know, we need to make haste while the sun shines.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, yeah, that was a very, very clearly shared sentiment on the call last night.
Right. So in spite of the prioritization, it didn't turn into temporal.
No, I mean, I think it may mean, yeah, I think in terms of scheduling,
right.
I think it means, you know, that we will start down that list to take up all your time.
Right. Okay. Right. Which is minimal at the moment, although this radiation therapy ends next Tuesday. Is the last day of it, I think.
I was going to say, I hope that we're counting down. We're more than halfway then. That's great.
Yes, we're more than halfway. I think actually today might be number 10.
Yeah, that's excellent.
So that'll be good, and it'll free up a bunch of time to do this. I had a, well, in responding to the letters from the reviews, the manuscript reviews of the Reflections book from MIT and stuff, I was sort of made to articulate some of my reactions to what people said. And also some other things happened. So one of the reviews was by Joe Rouse. I don't know if you know him.
Only indirectly, but from and you know obviously from the book from John from the book about John.
Right. Well, anyway, he's been very supportive. He did one of these reviews for MIT. And something came up about Karen Barad and causality and so on and so forth with him. And I have a definite response to them and so on and so forth. And it's kind of interesting that reason that the meaning and mechanism title is sort of organizing the historical thing, although it'll end up with something else, presumably. Is it's a little weird. I have this sense that something's happened in my brain, and I sort of now see everything I've done as rendered coherent by this dialectic, which is a little unlikely.
No, I don't think it's unlikely at all. I mean, it's certainly welcome. It's streets ahead of the reputed deathbed utterance on the part of Thomas Aquinas, in which he is alleged to have said, getting confused with Fox, I think. Anyway, that everything I have written is a straw to what I understand now.
Right. Which I think is the goal of a PhD dissertation, to get students to realize that, at best it's 10% of what they understand, and at best the people who read it will understand 10% of what they said there. And at best, therefore, that means other people understand 1% of what one understands now.
And this from the man who I'm pretty sure that I'm quoting you accurately from a very long distance now, handed in Part two of chapter 13 of the originally projected work.
Hang on a second.
Oh, bless. I'm saying give her my
Oh,
very, very best, and
yeah.
we do need to have a conversation with real people like Jill and Catherine.
Right, absolutely. Jill, Henry's saying bless you, and we need to have a conversation with you and Catherine and all this kind of stuff. All right.
Yeah.
I should tell him I love him is what Jill's contribution to that was.
Absolutely. And it
So.
is returned, needless to say. So I think what you just said is probably where we can draw a line on this and where we should pick up next time. And that can be next week on my part at some point, but the week after that, I'm actually in Stuttgart doing the first paper I've done in public in I don't know how long.
Right.
And even the first single authored paper I've had published in a long time.
Oh.
So
So not in 2 weeks. I mean, congrats on that.
yeah, so that will be 2 weeks yesterday, I think I'm giving the paper, but I meant the conference
Right.
having been paid to get there. I mean, use university money for something for the first time, and I don't know how
Right.
long. I sort of should do the conference. But next week I'm in the south of France at my brother-in-law's, and we can certainly have a conversation
Oh, that's
if
great.
there's time then. And I hope that by the time you get to Tuesday, you're no worse, and that you can then start feeling a bit better.
Yeah, I hope so too.
And take care. And we are all, much more importantly than anything else, in this because it is what makes a contribution to your quality of life to continue what matters to you, which is, among other things, of course, the intellectual pursuits that have engaged you all your life. And to the extent that we can help that be what you're holding on to, we will do that.
Well, that's humbling. But I also want to say, and leave you with this question. You know, I think I would like you all to do that to the extent that these things matter, not just because they matter to me.
But they matter to us.
Right.
Right. Professionally, I can't speak. I know I can speak for the others personally, for me, because the project of a Christian, for me, a reconstructed Christianity for the future of the intellectual life, for the future of people who need to think about this stuff.
Yeah.
The people who are naturally living a God-breathed life don't need us. But those of us who take out our brains and play with them do.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's been my failed project for at least 30 years. And so this matters to me.
No, that's right. And I think the question I'm going to leave you with is, how do we configure this in such a way that this shared